joining me in the studio now is Vicki Sieber-Benson and Desiree Clifton, and they are representing Empty Bowls. It's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Florence Event Center, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
So tell me, this is, I think I heard Wayne Sharp say something, this is the 24th year this has been done?
Yes, it is.
Do either of you know how it all got started?
My understanding of how it got started, we actually started, the whole concept of Empty Bowls started in Eugene, where somebody decided that selling handmade empty ceramic bowls was the perfect metaphor for dealing with hunger. And it's a fundraiser that has kind of spread across the country.
Now, with 24 years here, this, over the years, a lot of different artists have participated in this.
Oh, hundreds.
Correct.
Hundreds. And so is it a new group every year, or do we have some crossover from year to year?
We have lots of crossover. Some people, well, I've been contributing for the last, I think, 19 years, and other artists about that long, and some are brand new.
And we have many, many kids who grew up in this area that contributed through their art classes in the high school, mm-hmm. because the Siusla High School contributes bowls every single year, and many, many kids have really good memories of contributing.
One, I guess, with 24 years under the rug there, some of these adult artists were probably kids at the time when this
Correct.
All started.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
So what, I guess the designs are left up to the individual then, right? Just depending on what their creativity wants to do as far as what kind of bowls they're going to make?
We do help them with the expenses. We contribute the clay and the glazes, and
that's about it.
Yeah,
they're on their own
after that.
Some people do small bowls. Some people do large. Most of them are cereal size bowls, as my children would say.
I don't know. I ate a lot of cereal and big bowls. I don't know. Maybe
I was going to say it depended on whether your kid is a teenage
boy.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, my parents used to hate having to buy milk, when I was at home for the summer. That was just a tough thing because we'd go through that quite a bit. So who are some of the artists that are participating?
Okay, well, there's two aspects to the sale. We have both the bowls, and then we also have a silent auction. And so we have various artists in town that are contributing to each of them. Artists who are contributing to the bowls range from sort of advanced beginners at the high school, more advanced beginners to almost experts at the college. That class always contributes a lot of stuff, and I hear they told me to bring my moving van to pick it up
next week.
So we'll see how much they have. We also have professionals such as Greg Kennedy and Alyssa Clark, and every level in between. Patty Land, who you can recognize a lot of these names from galleries around town and sales.
I've seen some of Alyssa Clark's work, so I'm
And then for those of you who have bought bowls in the past that are marked ick, those will also be back. That's me.
Okay.
We also have...
Now, the silent auction is going to be more than bowls?
The silent auction is various kinds of art.
Okay.
But in addition to the ceramic bowls, we have, for the last 3 or 4 years, the Oregon Coast Woodturners Association, which is based in Newport, has donated probably 50, 60, 70 bowls. We've had.
Oh, I have them at my office now. It's going to be very hard to turn them over.
Yeah.
Yes, they're beautiful.
I guess they use all different kinds of wood.
All different types of wood.
And I know there's some processes where you can glue different woods together in a block and then craft your bowl from that.
And we have some.
Oh, cool.
That are different colors.
Oh, my goodness. They go very quickly.
Probably for a nice premium price, too.
Yeah. So for the silent auction, we have a variety of different mediums. We have Stephanie Ames, who does photography in town, Patty Anderson watercolor, Greg Kennedy, who is a professional ceramicist, who will be doing some stuff as well. People will recognize Michael Schwartz, Pit-Fired Ceramics. New this year is wood carving from Heffy's Gallery, which is a new business in town, a man who does these amazing carvings from burl wood.
Right. I've seen this with like sea lions with the whiskers and everything. It's a very intricate artwork.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Very detailed.
So he'll be joining us this year. And also, over the past couple of years, Rhonda Butler, who has been on the board and on the fundraising committees and donates a tremendous amount to Empty Bowls and all year, does very unique woodworking that features the real character of the woods from the local area. And this year, she has actually started doing something besides just bowls and sushi boards that she's famous for. She started making jewelry where she takes lichens and other natural materials, and it's encased in a resin material, and it's amazingly beautiful. Mm. So we'll be featuring some of her artwork as well.
That's pretty cool. Now, the benefactor for Empty Bowls is Florence Food Share, correct?
Correct.
Now, of course, they just came off a monumental week of food share giving at the Pounding. I mean, it was over 22,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an additional thing to help, because my understanding is they serve between 600 and 700 different families annually.
Well, we have right now our distribution list that I was just given, 831 households.
Wow.
103 households of that were served are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. 22.7% of our clients are under the age of 18. 34.2% are age 55 and older, and that went up in September. And it's absolutely amazing the need in this area. So many families are working more than one job. They have children at home to feed, and this keeps families up and running. It's surprising how much it does help them.
Yeah, food's expensive. I mean, it is, and when you have, you know, more than one kid at home, or even if you have one kid at home who's, you know, growing fast, that food
Correct.
Can be eaten up quickly.
Yeah, and I understand that
yeah.
there are changes coming to the SNAP or food stamp program as well that are going to make it much harder for people to get,
you know,
food stamps that way.
Yeah, we're just going to have to be the stopgap there. And anything we can do to help keep the doors open. You know, we get a lot of food during the holidays and a lot of help during the holidays, but then in the springtime,
yeah, right, you have the rest of the
everything
year, yeah.
kind of drops off. So we need to have money in the bank so that when that time comes, we can keep those shelves full of food when people come in.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, it's this time of year and right before summer, you hear a lot about efforts to raise food and raise money. Maybe, you know, in January, February, we start, you know, doing that again and maybe have a late winter drive that pushes, you know, toward mm-hmm. this, because it's true. I mean, the food only lasts so long before, you know, it has to be off the shelf.
Somewhere. Well, in Correct. February, we'll have the second big fundraiser of the year. Though I guess it's the first fundraiser of 2020, yeah. which is the Crab Crack.
Right,
Correct.
Right.
So that
mm-hmm.
that's the one
and
that
tickets are out.
Next.
Tickets are for sale now, I understand.
Correct,
right?
yeah. yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And they sell
yeah.
out fast.
Yeah.
So how does the Empty Bowls work when people go there? Are they all out, and is it an auction price, or there's some that are specifically priced for a certain amount, or how does it work?
We have them out on tables. We try to keep the tables full. We feed the tables from our boxes. Admission is free. It's family friendly. Quite often I see parents bringing their children in to buy gifts for their friends or whatever, because it's a beautiful handmade bowl. It's affordable, and it's really special for those kids to come in and be able to buy something for their friends or a family member, put little goodies in it. They're $10 each. Traditionally, the larger bowls will go for a little bit more, smaller bowls less. And with each bowl, we get a soup coupon that is good for one cup of the soup of the day at that participating restaurant for the month of December. And it's really fun to watch people come in and choose their bowls. Some people really get excited because they're very, very beautiful.
Now, if someone gets a coupon, they don't have to, do they have to bring their bowl that they purchased in, or do they just
no.
get it?
Okay. No, they just bring the coupon and then they get their cup of soup with their meal, or just a cup of soup.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, what about the silent auction part? Are there bowls in the silent auction, or is it like more intricate, more?
They're not specifically bowls. There may be some large ceramic bowls or something, but it's all different kinds of art. There's paintings. There's fused glass. Locally, a lot of people know Sue Gilday, not just as an insurance agent, but as a fused glass artist, and she does beautiful stuff. She's going to do some pieces for us this year. So there'll be a metal print of the poster, if any people have seen the poster out there, that will be in the silent auction. We have an oil painting. Joshua Green will be donating something, which usually ends up being a Marilyn Monroe print from his father's
collection.
Mm-hmm. So the silent auction has lots of different things, and we have for the silent auction, it ends on Sunday afternoon, about an hour or so before the event ends. But the things will be priced so that you can bid on it, or if you really, really want something, we have a buy-it-now price. And somebody can just say,
just like eBay.
Yeah. They can say, I don't want to wait. I want this.
Have you, in the 24 years, have you ever run out of bowls before?
Yeah, actually, I got involved, excuse me, because I had recently moved here and was a potter, and a friend of mine's mother was working the event, and my friend came over for dinner on the first night of the event and said, my mom just called me and they're out of bowls. Do you have anything upstairs in your studio? And I said, oh, okay. So I went up and gathered what I have, and we sent them down for the next day, and from there on out, I was hooked. So they have run out before. We haven't in a few years. In those days, they had between 200 and 400 bowls. For the last few years, we've had about 1,000.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot of bowls.
We expect to have at least 1,000.
And this is a 3-day event, so it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I believe I got the times right here. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. Then on Saturday, it's from 10 to 5. And Sunday, it's from noon until 3.
Correct. And there are other things going on in the event center at the same time. There's FRA has a Christmas gift sale going on, and Holly Jolly Follies will also be happening part of those times. So,
okay. Well, thank you all for being here. Is there anything that you wanted to share that we didn't add in there yet? We're going to have over 1,000 bowls. It's this weekend. We know the times. It's a free event. You just have to pay for the bowls.
Correct.
Well, thank you both for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Desiree Clifton and Vicki Siever-Benson. Coming up next, we'll talk with Public Works Director Mike Miller on this edition of Our Town.